Hey, this is a podcast. No, wait, it's a comedy podcast. Well, we tried to make it a comedy podcast. And it's not meant to offend anyone. So don't get offended, okay? And wait, there's something else. Oh, yeah. Listener discretion is advised.
Audiomatic presents Our Last Week.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, no, but now you're here in front of me.
It's scary.
You're looking a little pale, Pal. I think it's you just landed, no?
I landed yesterday.
Oh, it looks like you just like
I could have become pale because my flight had large Gujarati tour groups.
Oh.
Who were smashed for a lot of the flight.
Oh no.
So it was a lot of old Gujarati uncles and aunties celebrating. And I was in the midst of them. That'll make anyone pale.
No, that is. You're looking off color.
Yeah. And a lot of them were drinking around me. One guy kept touching me and saying, I bought a house. I said, I don't know what to do, uncle. How will I help you? You have a house? I have a house. You live in it? I said, I live in it.
Yeah.
I bought a second house. I said, okay. Another guy in front of me kept turning to me and saying, we've landed. We've landed. I said, no, we are over Iraq.
Yeah.
We've landed. I said, no, we haven't landed. You ever, what do you do when if a drunk person is shouting in your face?
Mostly my thing is to nod in agreement. I think I don't like.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
I don't like to disagree.
Yeah.
With anything.
Yeah,
with
their
point of view at that point.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no point getting into an argument.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, unless the behavior is getting a little bit, then you want them to calm down. But otherwise, it's mostly just agree.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes. Yes.
I mean, I should have adopted your thing because about 2-3 weeks ago, one friend of mine got smashed and grabbed my collar and kept saying, you want to ride a horse? You want to ride a horse? I should have said yes.
Yeah.
Of course I want to ride a horse.
Because if you say no, then it's going to get into, it's a conflict then.
Yeah.
A conflict zone.
No, I don't want to ride a horse. Why do you want to ride a horse?
He doesn't want to ride a horse. This guy doesn't. So then it gets into that, you know, like, then it's a force thing.
Yeah.
Because they're also looking for conflict in that thing.
Yeah, that's how fights start. No? Yeah. It's usually over nothing.
Either you're laughing and having a good time.
Mm.
You know, you're laughing, you're enjoying yourself. But then
it can turn with alcohol.
Yeah, it can turn very fast.
Yeah. You don't ride a horse. You don't want to come outside.
Come outside, I'll show you.
But also, like, I always enjoy when a pleasant conversation, because people are smashed. You know, like, how's your sister? I've always liked your sister. I like your sister also, you know. You know, I wish I married your sister. What? You know, like I like when something sweet over alcohol turns a little violent.
It goes into a
a little, you know, the because I think what's really underneath alcohol is violence. You know, like.
And that was my sort of thing is that, you know, a lot of planes, they have, not a lot, all planes have disallowed smoking for a long time. Another vice that they feel that, you know, the air quality and everyone starts inhaling that secondhand smoke. But I don't see people smoking and misbehaving with air hostesses, being rude or, you know, or like throwing up in the aisle or wetting themselves or defecating. I mean, they smoke.
Yeah.
Other people get. It's not as much of a thing. I'm not saying that
you're
people
saying
should smoke.
Cigarettes being taken away has led to.
No, I'm not saying cigarettes being taken away. I'm saying if there were two things that cause problems, the one that actually has a more immediate impact on the quality of everyone's flight experience is the alcohol.
Yeah.
Because you have people shouting, yeah, you have urinating. People demanding more, urinating. We've yeah. seen so many cases now of people...
If you're quietly just, smoking a cigarette...
I mean, okay, someone else is getting cancer.
Now yeah.
that is...
Later.
But I'm saying the flight itself just smells a little weird. You know? So
and that guy no 10 smoking, years later...
But the drinking, the one where they have a lot more to deal with.
Yeah.
You know?
That's allowed.
That's allowed.
Yeah.
The smoking, I guess, also there's a hazard of like, you know, someone blowing up the plane with a lighter. I mean, that's a separate, smaller issue.
Yeah, yeah.
But
sometimes you want that plane to be blown up with you in it.
Depending
on if there's a man urinating on you.
Yeah.
At that point, you're like, why doesn't someone blow up this plane? Now, how do I live with myself? Because this man is just pissed on my blanket. Also, the my only thing with the urine thing was always, how can you mistake another passenger for a toilet? Because a toilet is a place.
Hmm.
It's one thing you start a fight over, you know, don't say anymore, sister.
Hmm.
You don't have a house. You don't have a, well, that's some rubbish. But a toilet is a built place.
Hmm.
That old lady.
You had to open a door.
Yeah. You know what a broadly. My dad is blind. He knows what a toilet looks like.
Yeah.
If he accidentally pissed on another passenger as a blind person, I can still forgive him.
Because he can't see.
He
can't see. Yeah.
Can't tell the difference between an old lady.
But still he knows that he needs to go somewhere, open a door.
Yeah.
Sometimes even wait for 5 minutes till the last person has come out.
The general feel of a pan, in a toilet pan. So when this person went and urinated an old lady, what was he processing?
I don't know. I guess he must have walked up to someone or whether it was a lady or another guy and must have like tapped them and they said, go away, go away. So I guess he got the sense that it was like going to a toilet also, because every time you go to the toilet.
Oh, he was a talking toilet.
It's a talking toilet. Like you go to the toilet on the plane, it's generally occupied.
Yeah.
And they're saying, sir, you'll have to come back, you'll have to come back. So I guess here also he must have gone up to a person, tapped on their head or something.
And this toilet is damn talkative, yeah? Just keep sending me away.
Sending me away.
And this great toilet, I kept saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'll complain. I didn't listen, huh?
I didn't listen. I just did it on the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even in a drunk state, you kind of know, like, you know, you kind of get it, unless you're just like, you just like wet yourself. That's a separate thing. Where you just like, you just go.
Because you have to go.
Because you have to go.
Yeah.
But here, if it's a conscious thing of going, you know, standing up, getting into position, unzipping, doing your thing, I guess in those situations, you know where you're going, whether it's on a wall, a plant, or an actual toilet, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
But is that pleasurable once you've come? Because this happened in business class. So is that something that would bring you joy? Like once you come into money, you want to be on a business class Air India flight, drink a lot of booze, and just piss yourself. Is that like...
one of my aims in life?
You know, like...
like, I want to be so rich that, like, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Seems like this guy, he just had a lot to drink, eat some food, and just pissed himself. And it's sort of like, yeah, I can do this now.
I don't know, but I feel that's a sure shot sign that this is... because then there's a very fine line between you and, like, a drug addict. You know, or you and a guy who's just on the street and like offering blowjobs for crack or whatever it is. Because ultimately,
and
you
just
are the
living
same
in your
and
feces.
Living in your feces kind of thing. I mean, ultimately, you are wealthy, but that. So what you've managed to accomplish is a beautiful blend between being very wealthy in business class, but also being a homeless junkie.
Maybe the line between the very rich and the very poor is a fine line. I think it's about not caring. You know, like we are middle class, lower or upper, whatever, and we care about societal norms. I think if you come into a lot of money, your thinking is the same as a homeless person. I think it's a really good place to reach because it's like, what do I have to lose? You know, it's like, I'm going to sit here, I'm in business class, first class, I'm just going to shit myself. What will they do? What will they do? You know, like, and if you have no money,
yeah,
you can sort of be like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just sit here. I'm just going to piss on this policeman. What's he going to do? Send me to jail? Let him do it. I think those are two very beautiful places.
They're a similar place.
You know, have nothing and have a lot.
Yeah.
It's us that are jacked.
Yeah.
You know, who are just sort of have enough, but not enough.
Yeah.
And still have to
navigate
society. You know, I think there's something very freeing about not having anything or having everything.
Possibly. But I'd still rather have everything and try to manage it.
Than just be like, I'm just going to sit in the seat and take a
dump. I'll try and deal with this, you know, the best way I can.
Yeah.
Having everything,
yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's hard.
Yeah.
I'll find a way.
Yeah. Kunal, I think there's a very fine line between helping old people at airports, especially NRI old people. I learned this the hard way. And becoming their servant. On any flight, the line between just picking up someone's suitcase and then permanently becoming their indentured labor.
Slave.
Slave. All the way to wherever they're going.
Yeah.
It's quite high. You know?
Yeah.
I don't have a conundrum here. I just want your view on...
I think, you know, where it starts is also sometimes like if their child has dropped them to the airport, you know, like... Now, I mean, if they're very old, then there'll be a middle-aged sort of child that's dropping them or something. And at that point, if you sort of offer some help or you say, don't worry, I'll make sure that they... You know, if you have offered that help to the other, like their child or something like that, then it becomes even more of a commitment.
Then you're gone for
then
the whole trip.
Then you're gone. Then, you know, then it becomes a relationship.
Then it's a door-to-door service.
Then it's a full thing. And then, you know, then it'll also get into Diwali gifts and all that
stuff.
It'll be a very long one.
Then they'll ask you what your marriage choice is.
Where you stay. So then you're going to get into a full thing. Because you're saying, arre, I'll look out for them.
Yeah.
Once you've said that,
don't worry, I'm here. You're like their son only.
Then, because you've taken it on. But now if you've said that...
They'll judge you. They'll complain about your service. All that.
Everything. He was there for the first 20 minutes. But then after that, he just reading disappeared.
A book.
He was reading. He was not engaging. I told him, call the air hostess. Call the air hostess.
Very rude
Nothing.
Boy.
And very I just rude. Told him, feet were paining. I needed a little bit of just a little pressure on the balls of my feet. He didn't nothing.
And also, when we landed in Bombay, we had to go to Baroda. He left us in Bombay only.
Yeah. He just introduced us to that guy, said he'll lead you to the connecting flight, and he left us there.
Yeah. You should have bought a ticket to Baroda and come with us.
Should have come with us to Baroda at least.
But if that person is not there or doesn't volunteer, then the old people scour who they can catch.
Who they can.
They're like jackals. And it starts with the little one, you know.
Beta,
can you just help us with this thing? Now, the trouble is that the moment the beta starts, that other person who is in their 30s or 40s is finished. He's fucked. Because he can't turn around and say, no, uncle, I'm too busy. It's just, in our culture, it's very, very rude.
Now, the thing is that I don't want to complain too much about this culture. Because I am very close to being of that age where I think I'm going to start needing
that help. Yeah.
I'm going to need that help.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the person saying, beta, you know, say, beti, can you just, you know, I'm going to be doing that very soon.
My question is, what if you start doing it now?
That's
two
what I was thinking.
People in their 20s, how would they react to you? Like,
and
you're
Kunal Roy,
that Kapoor, that actor, na?
Yeah.
Yeah, just help me.
Just, can you just, and I was wondering, is can I do it with people who are slightly older than me? You know, because who are just slightly older.
Or actually, that could be the answer. Where an old Indian uncle says, Peter, just help me with my bag. Uncle, I was going to ask you actually, can you help me with my bag?
Yeah. Because it'll look a lot fitter than me.
It'll confuse them.
Yeah. And I think that before they ask, it's better to attack.
Yeah.
It's
Go
better
for
to
it.
Attack than be on the defense.
Go for it.
Uncle, can you just pass me that? Uncle, the form... Will you fill it out for me? Because my handwriting is not... So, even if it's, you know, one of those irritating...
My leg is hurting. Do you mind taking the middle seat, uncle?
Yeah.
So,
I'm saying that start...
Actually, beta, my wife and I are retired. We'll come to that. First, can you just move? So, you own them before they own you. It's an ownership thing, actually.
Yeah.
It's who owns who. Or you do what most Indian travelers do, which is the reason no one talks to each other on Indian flights is because making a friendship will lead to a favor.
Or a business transaction in which you might lose some money. Also.
Correct. Eventually, there'll be some loss to you.
Yeah.
Which is why everyone keeps their head down.
Just quiet.
Quiet.
So, what are you into?
Is that.
Also, I've always found that for every extra person you know, there's one more rejection that you have to make. You know, because there'll always be some sort of initiation from that side. you know, it would be very nice if you, and you have to say no.
Mm.
So for me, before getting to a no, it's better not to engage.
Mm.
Because otherwise, you know, it's always something that someone needs or wants.
Mm. But I forgot to get my debit card. So I was just thinking, Indigo, you have to pre-book. Can you pre-book for... I'm sorry, uncle. Yeah, it has to come with a...
Yeah.
Unless you ask for the favor. The trouble is that I'm... Both of us are so bad about asking for favors.
Yeah.
And you don't want to ask for the favor because you don't know what is being asked of you. And we wait too long. You know, then immediately they ask for the favor, you've lost
it's
already.
It's done.
You're jacked. If you don't mind... Fuck.
They asked first.
They asked first. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Quick one, Kunal.
Yeah.
I've been invited to a literature festival. Okay. Every other event is in an indoor hall. And my event is by the swimming pool. Should I be insulted or proud?
Well, you have to talk at this event.
Yeah. But it's by the pool.
See, generally, poolside stuff has always been...
It's a lower status.
It's a slightly lower status, but a more... Like, you know, I'd say it's a more fun atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
Like a more party atmosphere.
That's how they're selling it.
That's what they're trying
but
to
But I
say.
Don't know if the hall is nicer or like... Sometimes, you know, a thing happens to you, you don't know if it's a promotion or a demotion.
I always like to look at it as a demotion.
Always.
Like
always.
It's like better to just assume that it's the, that you're getting the raw end.
It must be because Shashi Tharoor is in the main hall.
Yeah.
I always go by who is the highest status person going.
You know,
and what
the,
venue does he have?
The thing is that Shashi Tharoor by the swimming pool, somehow it doesn't... I mean, it doesn't fit that. I mean, unless he is also, like, unless it's come to a pool party with Shashi Tharoor, you know,
which
and
I would
he's
go.
Also in his trunks.
Trunks swimming.
And he's swimming.
Ask
he's on
him
like
a favors.
He's on like a, you know, one of those rubber swans.
Yeah.
He's chilling. He's answering questions.
Yeah. Like a large rubber swan.
Like a large, you know, one of those rubber floating swans.
This image will never leave my head, but
He's got a drink.
Yeah.
A mic.
Yeah.
He's floating in the pool.
Yes.
People are splashing around.
Yes.
And it's a fun and frolic with Shashi Tharoor by the pool.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then if it's like, you know, an intellectual exchange of ideas with Shashi Tharoor by the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And it doesn't... Then
not
you might
the
have
same
do it in the hall.
Heft. Yeah.
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 Whereas you, because you're doing stand-up...
Israel versus Palestine.
Swimming pool. Location, swimming pool. You know what I'm saying? India's relations...
Understanding Nathuram Godse.
Yeah.
Next
by
to the fun
pool.
Slide.
Yeah. Under diving board 3.
Yeah. Not the same.
No.
It doesn't have the same.
It doesn't have the same. So I'm saying that.
Yeah. Comedian, so. Funeral Hall 1. Mm. Not the same, you know, like that's it's location is very important.
Location is important.
It's key. Critical actually.
Like I'm saying that say they were say, like, you know, there were some economic plan is being discussed. Mm. And they said, changing room 4.
Mm.
It'll be outside changing room 4.
Mm.
It doesn't have the same heft, you know. Like I'm saying, like,
yeah.
Like that.
Liberalization. Good or bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, changing room
at
4.
TT courts.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the TT in the TT
not
room.
Not the same.
No.
Somehow the discussion doesn't feel like it has the same.
It doesn't have the same.
Yeah.
See, a library still has that status.
Yeah.
Even though, like, say the TT room had wonderful air conditioning, better windows, it was airier, a nicer space. 20 TT tables are large space. But when you say it's in the TT room... As opposed to in the library, you know, we're going now. Suddenly, it's because you're surrounded by books.
Mm.
But if you're suddenly,
understanding Narasimha Rao,
but if
a
you're
session,
a session in the gymnasium, it doesn't work. You know, like in the gym, come
but
to the gym.
But Vallabh Library, 3 p.m.
Correct. It's
understanding Narasimha Rao, badminton court 1.
One, yeah.
Not the same doesn't have the ring.
So
demotion
for 100%
full demotion. Very quick one.
Yeah.
I've come across a lot of abbreviations of Punjabi names in the UK. For Gurpreet, I've come across Guz.
How did it go?
Gurpreet Singh, Guz Singh. I don't know. For Jagmeet, Jazz.
Jazz is a popular
Jazz Khurana.
Yeah.
It hasn't caught on in India yet.
Yeah.
I mean, people call you KRK.
Sometimes,
But not, you know, there's no anglicized abbreviation.
Because we don't need to, no?
Yeah. As in it's a, we live here.
We live here and the name is just the name.
Yeah.
Like
Anubhav doesn't turn into...
But it could...
Vrash.
See, generally, our longer names do become pet names or shorter names. Hmm. Like, you know, you have JK.
Yeah.
JK se poochna. It's like that kind of like...
Very villainous certain.
Yeah.
Sejal in the UK becomes Sej.
Sej.
Yeah.
But here, there, I guess you need that slight...
Tejwinder Tez.
Tez.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here, a long name will just become like... Anupriya will just become Anu.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why
can't the British people abbreviate like how we abbreviate?
Because it needs to be a name on its own.
It has to sound like a British
full name.
So Jagmeet will also abbreviate in Delhi
and become
Jug.
But Jug or Jazz or...
Yeah, Amit. But here it becomes Jazz. You know what I mean? Like, they abbreviate in some other way only.
Yeah.
So it sounds very like rappery, club owner. Like, their names always go into the... Like, and in India, Nishikant becomes Nish.
Here it becomes Nishu.
Here it goes there. Nishu.
Because we do the oohs and the ahs, you know? Like, like it becomes cutesy.
Yeah,
becomes a full name.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew in the UK recently, I met a Valinder.
Hmm.
I think it was V, yeah, Valinder.
Hmm.
And they had abbreviated it to Vaz. V-A-Z. Which is, like in India, that's a last name. Vaz.
Yeah. Vaz is it's a bad
they
name.
They use a lot of Z's there, you know? Like,
yeah. But then, like, if it's like Jignesh, would it become Jeb, Jiz?
Jeb. Jiz.
Because Jiz is a bad, it's not a nice...
And Vaj also means
Vaj
something.
Vaj is not...
Yeah, these are not nice.
But is Vajinder a name?
Vajinder. Vajinder. Vajinder sounds like... we are two men, we shouldn't be talking about this. But Vajinder sounds like, you know, like post-menopausal.
Yeah.
It's a medicine that you take.
Yeah.
You know?
Vajinder NT.
Vajinder NT from Dr. Vaj.
Yeah.
Kunal... I have a question, Instagram question, about before and after.
Right.
And a lot of people in the world nowadays point to a thing and say, there was once upon a time I used to do this, perform in a small comedy club.
Hmm.
And today, and there's another photo on Instagram where they point to a much bigger, better thing. Today, I'm selling out, you know, this arena.
There's that how it started.
How it's going.
Right.
And the how it's going is always better.
Yeah.
Now, my conundrum is, what if my how it started, how it's going is the same? You know, 10 years ago, performed in this comedy club. Still performing in this comedy club. You know, like, is that a bad thing? Or what if it's got worse? You know, like, how come we don't see posts like that? How it started and you point to a comedy club. How it's going. And now you're performing to your parents, just two people. So no one ever posts, they always post improvement. No one posts sameness or failure.
Stability.
Yeah. Like recently a comedian posted, you know, I used to wash dishes at this hotel. And today I have won an award in the hotel ballroom. I'm much more interested about the guy who says, used to wash dishes here. Just won an award. Then coming back at night, I have to wash dishes again.
Yeah.
You know, so some things change, some things don't. Like, if people were really honest on social media.
I like the thing of like many years passing and not much happening in a life.
Yeah.
You know?
10 years ago, flew to Bangalore in Indigo 562. Yesterday, flew to Bangalore, Indigo 562. Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
We bastard, but because the same plane flies to Bangalore, what else?
Correct.
Do?
And I think that is a hashtag that should trend. Hashtag Vaich.
Yeah, Vaich.
Vaich.
Same old. This need for human improvement is quite huge.
No, as in we want to feel like our life has moved forward, and in many ways it does. It's just that 95% of your life stays the same.
Yeah.
Most of it is
the same. That should be documented on Instagram.
Because, you know, there'll be things that like 10 years ago, like,
Bought these shoes from Bata.
Still today. Bought. Today also still I wearing had to them. Buy. You know, I had to go for a movie. I had to buy a ticket 10 years ago. Today also I have to buy a ticket. I had to, you know.
Part 3 of the same series.
Same
franchise.
Same.
Yeah. Hashtag watching movies. Still, hashtag time.
Time. Still watching movies. Took a deep breath.
Hashtag still breathing.
Still
hashtag
breathing.
Hashtag thankful.
Yeah.
It's that. I think sadly we don't document enough of, you know, because I'm sick of growth.
Well, growth is one thing. I don't know whether it's growth. One thing is there is like change.
Yeah, but like, it annoys me. Happen. Like imagine someone wrote hashtag sleeping in bedroom in 1993. Hashtag my house today.
Hmm.
People say, oh, there that is from a chawl and this is a mansion. Look how long he's come.
Hmm.
Hashtag lucky life.
Hmm.
You know? But if someone says, you know, slept in a chawl 1993, 2004, bought a stool in my chawl. Now I can put my legs on the stool and go to bed.
Hmm.
Hashtag growth.
Hmm.
You know, like, where's that? You know, like the small growth is missing.
Yeah, I don't know whether documenting it for a audience.
Yeah.
I don't know whether audiences are into it.
This is sad.
This is the sad thing. That people are not into that kind of growth.
Because it's the little growth that I'm interested
in. Yeah. Had an itch.
Yeah.
Itch is gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That is a big deal. And
hashtag so few have it this good.
Yeah. Fungal infection, 1993.
Yeah. Fungal infection today. Still
nothing.
There, itch is less.
Much less.
Yeah. See, that, I'm saying that is everyone.
Yeah.
Are you a big believer in like change, like life becoming vastly different from where you started?
Well, you can't help it.
Yeah.
The change might be good or bad, but life does change. Of course, it changes. But,
it annoys me to document success. Because I find it so fleeting, you know. 5 years ago, nobody knew me. Today, I'm surrounded by a large group of friends, producers and audiences. That annoys me to document. I don't know why. I can't explain it. Like maybe it's...
Mm.
It's. I don't like to tell people... Like then everyone has some story like that where they've done a little better than they did yesterday. You know, I find like the documentation of that to be frivolous. Because I'm quite superstitious and I feel like I might very soon go back to the way things were on day one.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been of the belief that if it's done, just keep moving.
Yeah,
don't go back and compare it to a better today.
You know, it all depends on what moments give you joy, or not only joy, but stand out in your life, and if you want to document them. And
yeah.
Then after you want to document them, if it's something, like, I don't mind documenting it. I just, I'm not very happy or comfortable sharing it.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm okay to document it. I'm okay to, like, either have a photograph or a little, like, a mental picture of that moment that was a nice moment in life. But sharing it with... why does it need to be shared?
Absolutely no need. Also, there are some people who, I think, if they looked back, it would have gone in the way.
Hmm.
You know, like Alexander, Napoleon, Hitler.
Like if
you know, every step, if they were like...
So, one second. So, wait, come back over here.
Yeah.
Just come in line.
We need just
a photo.
Just points it. Yesterday, I was alone in Germany. Today, I'm the leader of Germany and Poland.
Hmm.
Day after, Germany, Poland and Austria. You know, like they has to keep document.
Hmm.
Like at some point, you know, like once he's lost everything, then again he'll have to go back to like back home in Germany.
Yeah. And I honestly think that is one of the primary reasons why Alexander turned back also.
Yeah.
Because in India they said, sir, we need to do a painting at this moment. They said, we need to document it.
Before, after, when you were small boy
small
in Greece.
Boy, and now.
Now when you've conquered the world.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I can't. And he's just,
I don't like looking back.
No, I'm not. I'm going. I'm leaving.
And he died also at the age of 30, whatever.
Yeah. I think someone wanted to take a selfie.
That's the thing. Like any before, after.
Hmm.
I think the way to live life is at any point in time, you should be ready to return to washing the dishes. In the hall where they just give you an award.
Yeah, well, I don't know about ready. But I don't, like somehow I don't look at my life as, like, peak achievements are not necessarily peak achievements.
That's what I mean. It's like, automatically you're thinking. It's just a thing that's happened.
It just happened and then it's gone. And then, you know, if then you're something thinking, else will come.
Exactly. If you're thinking, I'm a dishwasher and today I'm the winner of an award.
I won the Wimbledon.
I have a feeling deep down you should be ready to become a dishwasher on Monday again.
But the thing is that, yeah.
The moment you take that photo, you think you're above it.
But I'm saying that how much, like, life might change after you win a certain thing or you, like, things will change. But I'm saying the general thing, you know, like the general intricacies of life, your personal relationships, you know, your health, your thing. It's kind of pretty much like, you know, you got to work on that only. You know, it doesn't change much.
Yeah. Like no. You can never say 30 years ago, wife. Today, 4 wives.
Mm.
Blessed, growing. Mm. You can't say that. Huh?
Yeah, unless, of course.
You do that.
Yeah.
And polygamy is allowed.
Correct.
Yeah. It's a kind of growth.
Sort of. Yeah.
Husband, new husband.
Hmm.
Blessed, growing, learning. But they're like, yeah, but he's married to a pig. Then you don't know whether the before or after. I like the before after being confusing.
Hmm. One second. Just go to the before. Again.
So first, before he's saying he bought a car.
And after?
Now he's saying that he's on a donkey. So is he saying better or worse? Saying climate change, but he could just have become poor. Should be confusing actually.
Yeah.
Before, after. This is our last week,
right? This is our last week.
Live!
Live? No.
Sunday.
Live. Sunday.
Yeah,
live.
But by the time this goes out...
It'll be over.
You would have missed it. So whatever is going to happen...
Yeah.
Is going to happen.
Yes.
On Sunday, the 3rd of December.
But, So you've obviously missed it because this is post the 3rd of September.
Yeah.
Or December.
Bad luck to you.
Yeah. And we apologize in advance for the show.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was not very good.
It was unfunny.
We can guarantee you missed nothing.
Yeah. So come for the next one.
Next
because
one.
That will be worse.
Worse than what you hadn't come to.
Yeah. So the one that will be in the future. See, it's always...
Before, after. Yeah. Before bad, after...
Worse.
Much but
worse.
You have no recollection of how bad this was.
Yeah.
But in between... If you love us, want to stay in touch, ourlastweek@audiomatic.in.
Send your conundrums because we are definitely running out.
Yeah.
And also, if you want to be a subscriber, then subscribe on patreon.com/ourlastweek. And support us because we
support you.
Emotionally.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. We love and support you, our listeners.
Yes.
Yeah. If you wanted something, we'd be there for you.
No.
Not
but,
really.
But
it's the thing
say
to
it.
Say.
You can say it.
It's audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know where now people are going to come. Take a train and all. You had said that on your podcast.
Found
now,
you bastard.
There. I have to get this extraction. Nobody came for my molar extraction.
Yeah.
So I'm saying
and,
it's a
and
really
then
long
next thing
run.
You know, he's urinating on a blanket on an aeroplane.
Correct.
And you're like, that's not the listener we wanted.
Hmm.
So don't do that.
Bye.
Bye.
Some funny things.
Some funny things.
We're really dragging.
Today
it
was a
Like, it was like a. I think we're both like zoned.
Yeah. No, my jet lag is a little bad today.
But we'll get 20-30 minutes.
Yeah,
20
easily,
minutes we'll get.
Easily
we'll. Save this podcast.
Session.
Save. Yeah. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Akanksha.
Oh yeah, Akanksha. Please save this. Please
make it short.
Yes. And save us.
Yeah.
You were listening to Our Last Week, produced by Akanksha Kadam and Avdhoot Khanolkar, hosted by Anubhav Pal and Kunal Roy Kapoor.